The biggest challenge as Connecticut prepares to upgrade parts of its aging rail infrastructure is the replacement of 4 swing bridges. State DOT Commissioner James Redeker says the cost will likely be in the $2 billion area, and this will be no quick fix, he says, noting that the work on the bridges must be done with as little disruption to the New Haven Line train schedule as possible.
Which is in part why the projects take long and cost as much as they do. We have very short windows of time at night, or we have to take tracks out of service.
The commissioner says the bill will be paid with a mix of federal and state funds, but he says Connecticut's traditional 20% share may be shaved since new regulations allow the state to tap a new source of federal funding. Fran Schneider, WCBS 880 News.